Okay, sir, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Good. Would you state your complete name and your ABC number?
Christopher Joey Hanyamtua. My ADC number is 248-825.
Thank you, sir. You're thankful to be able to reject the clemency this morning in reference to your community supervision revocation. I may introduce the board members that conduct your hearing at this time. We have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chairman. We have the Honorable Michael Johnson. And I'm David Deal, and I'll be your hearing lead. Also in the room with us today is Mr. Lesby from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the parole office today.
Okay.
So prior to this hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising me of this hearing. Do you remember that form?
Yes, the one I received, the officer served me with.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay. On that form, you're notified of the right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Do you have an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, we'll swear to you and Mr. Westby at this time, so do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so from?
Yes.
I do. Okay, sir, you're here, we'll get back to two phases today. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. If they've been violated, in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So, I am going to read the two allegations that are on the warrant, sir. After each one, I'm going to ask you if it's true, false, or whether it will include the Fifth Amendment. That matters because there's a booking and the police report number listed on the warrant. We're not sure what the disposition of those charges might be. And this hearing's recorded, and since it's public information, they could readily be used in any action against you. So, we understand that, sir?
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Westby, too.
Yes, Mr. Westby?
Yes, I just wanted to add when I was getting sworn in. We have a report here. The report is charged with the aggravated DUI that he pled guilty and was sentenced July 25th, 2018, to 3 years in DOC.
How many years? Three.
Three.
Okay. Okay, sir. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Okay. So, since it's been obviously the same, you know, the same options, but because you have another felony, we won't be able to do anything as far as release goes.
But yeah,
we'll do the first part of the hearing and then we'll foreshorten a little bit, okay?
Yeah, the only reason why I agreed to this today was because I had a question about if it was going to run concurrent the end of my term of parole, if it was going to run.
Okay, your time, it depends on how the sentencing was done on the AGUI. In the sentencing paperwork, which we don't have, and I can't read it, would say whether it's to run concurrent or consecutive to other sentences that are already in progress.
Yeah, and that's the thing I mentioned to the judge, and the judge told me specifically that if he didn't have jurisdiction over your process, the way you guys run your...
Right, but he doesn't have any jurisdiction over our process. We don't have any jurisdiction over whether they run concurrent or consecutive. That's part of the way we get in sentencing paperwork. It would be listed if they, or not listed at all, but if they address the charges that you're up or the sentence you already have, they are the ones to decide whether the new sentence runs consecutively or concurrently, okay? Not us. We don't decide that at all. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so violation number one, or allegation number one, violation of the additional supervision number seven, has been demonstrated by the failure to submit an urine specimen for drug testing on or about June 26, 2018, for the past individual testing from climate summary dated July 9, 2018. Is that true, false, or would you like to plead the fifth?
True.
Thank you, sir. Okay, allegation number two was violation of Riverland Divisional Supervision Number 5 as demonstrated by drinking alcohol and beverages and driving a motorized vehicle on or about July 1st, 2018 in Maricopa County. So is that one true or false? You wish to plead the fifth.
True.
Thank you, sir. Okay, so based on the admissions of Mr. Samuel Seawild, did I get that close?
Yeah, you tried.
Okay. I think it works.
Yeah.
According to the admissions of Mr. Samuel Seawild, ABC number 248825, I'm going to move to find what he was doing. And he violated the term and condition of the supervision, and now he may have lapsed or dropped lapsed in the privilege of company, and I further move to revoke his community supervision on that basis.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, second by Mr. Brown, so agreed by Dr. Wright. Okay, sir. The board of directors revoked your community supervision. Because of the charge of that, like I said, we look over in the run from second and pretty currently. And I don't know how far back it has to be tracked to figure that part out, but time comp should already have that information, okay?
Yeah, because I did speak with them, and then they told me just to wait till today, so I will speak with you guys.
Okay, yeah, because they have so many factors they have to filter in there. Okay, we'll check back with them, and they should be able to give you an answer on that. This is engineering, and we wish the best of luck. And if you can put the CO3 back on board.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Time to get the call.